We're talking technology with our guru, Jeff Quattromani. How are we doing this morning, mate?
I'm really well. How are you?
Not too bad. Thank you very much. You've got yourself a TV or office monitor that sounds like it could be a bit useful.
Look, this is an all-in-one device. I think there's probably a number of people who might have kids or even themselves where they have a space where they need to work, but they also in the evenings might want to watch TV or play their Xbox or something else. So do you buy a TV and a computer monitor, or can you get an all-in-one? And that's what I'm testing at the moment from Samsung. It's a 32-inch 4K monitor, but it comes with a TV remote, and you can effectively, when you're not watching things off your computer, you can actually start watching Netflix or watching general TV if you wanted to.
So the question that every person around the Upper Hunter has right now is, if we're sitting at our desk watching the cricket and the boss comes in, how quickly can we flick it back to make it look like a computer screen?
It's one push of the remote control and suddenly it looks like nothing ever happened. But you can also split screen as well, which means that if you want to be doing your work on one side of the monitor and watching something on the other, maybe no one would even notice as well. So you can be quite smart in how you manage this monitor. It's a bit more than just calling it that, but it really is a very smart display that could potentially meet a lot of needs.
Yeah, if I was doing the split screen thing, they would know fairly quickly because I wouldn't be getting any work done. I'd just be sitting there watching the cricket.
It is difficult to do. I have tried it, and often in meetings especially, if you're in a meeting and trying to watch something, it just doesn't go very well.
Yeah, not for your career anyway. Now, we have spoken about this in the past, the transparent television from LG.
Look, I think we're getting much closer to this. They actually displayed it again recently where they had a whole wall of these transparent televisions, and somebody was standing in front of it, and suddenly an image starts to appear behind them. And what we're talking about here is almost a piece of glass that can be your television. So you can choose how transparent the TV is at a given time. It could be zero transparency because you just want to watch TV, or maybe you're watching something that you're happy if the scenery behind it is visible as well. And this is the kind of TV you would want if you've got a beautiful ocean view and you don't want to block it with a big television.
Jeff, do you think it's possible that the technology could be instituted to actually be installed within a wall so it is both the window and your television?
I think that is where LG would like to take this, where it could effectively replace the window that you've got either in your lounge room or somewhere else. And it could be that, you know, maybe the window in front of your kitchen sink where you normally wash the dishes could become a TV when you're actually standing there, or it could be the mirror that you're looking at in the bathroom. It could be anything like that where technology can be applied into things that we normally look through.
Have we got any idea of a price of the transparent televisions at the moment?
I wish. I think given I don't have a price, it means that I can't afford it. It would be very expensive at this point.
All right. As all things were, I mean, remember when the videotape player first came out? They were prohibitively expensive at the very beginning.
They were. Even plasma screen TVs, when they first started to get nice and slim, they were tens of thousands of dollars for a small TV. Now, you know, you buy a 75-inch TV for less than $2,000. So, you know, as always, it might start expensive, but it always gets affordable.
And finally today, what are aged care residents getting up to, mate?
So, if you are in aged care, there is a pretty good chance that you might be able to start going scuba diving or skydiving or other experiences that you probably thought you would be restricted to doing. And it's now being done in Queensland in a number of centres with virtual reality, where aged care residents are putting on virtual reality headsets to leave the facility in a virtual way. And probably skydiving is a bit extreme for somebody of that age, but it does mean that they could potentially travel in a virtual world, go and see the Mona Lisa, go and experience the Eiffel Tower without actually leaving. And that could be a really enjoyable thing for those who are usually limited.
I think it would be fantastic, but also there's the scope for you to go back and perhaps see something from when you were a youngster. You could relive some wonderful experiences again, maybe.
Look, you really could. I mean, if anyone has memories of a place where they grew up or anything like that, and if you are prohibitive in terms of where you can move on your mobility, then VR does mean that you can start to experience things again. And we're also getting to that point in virtual reality where your hands are more involved, your feet can be more involved. So you could actually interact in that virtual world rather than just looking within it. So I think it's a fabulous way of getting people outside without necessarily having to leave.
I'd sign up for it at my aged care home whenever that comes eventually. What about you, mate?
Look, it's an expectation. By the time I get to aged care, I'm hoping that that sort of facility is everywhere.
All righty. And Jeff will be joining us for sure next Wednesday when we talk more technology on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. Thanks, mate.
Thank you.